Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Starting off with high school sports from last night, we had a doubleheader of Hawkeye 10 hoops for you on the radio as Atlantic traveled to Creston, and the boys' game came down to the wire. The Trojans got down early in the ball game, but were able to fight back to a 7-point margin by the end of the third quarter. They then got the game all the way back to a 1-point contest late. Kylan Smallwood went to the free throw line for a 1-and-1 opportunity and knocked down both free throws to push the Creston lead back to 3 with just 14 seconds left in the game. Atlantic brought the ball up, and Chase Molinex had an opportunity from way outside for a 3 that would have tied it, but it hit back iron, and Creston escaped with the win. Kylan Smallwood led all scorers with a monster night. He had 38 points, 11 rebounds. Atlantic got 18 points from Tyler Moen and 17 points from Chase Molinex, who had 15 of those in the second half. And after the game, Atlantic's Tyler Moen talked about him being proud of the way the team fought back.
Yeah, we gave up too many points in the first half, and like Coach said, we were down 13 at half, and he said there's no 13-point play. You know, keep chipping at them, you know, keep your cool, and just keep doing what we do. And, you know, it came down to the wire, and I'm kind of proud of how we played.
And Moen talked about the challenge of matching up against a guard like Kylan Smallwood.
He's really good. He's a dynamic player. He can score it from a lot of different places. He's a really good challenge, and he made me better tonight.
The Trojans fall to 2-2 on the season with the loss, and they will next be home to host Glenwood coming up on Tuesday night as part of another doubleheader. Atlantic head coach Jeff Ebling also was proud of the way his team fought back. Said they easily could have hung their heads after halftime.
Yeah, we just kind of started, I guess you say, on the defensive rebounding aspect in the first half, and they got a lot of offensive rebounds early on. You know, down 13 on the road. I got to give my boys credit. You know, we battled back. We had a chance, you know, at least to tie, to go into OT. And, you know, we made some plays down the stretch that we needed to make. And, you know, you see the growth of some of these guys. And, you know, it's only game 4. You know, we still got a lot of games left. And, you know, Creston, I got to give the Smallwood kid credit. He played an outstanding basketball game. He was very aggressive. We just didn't have an answer for him there.
And the offensive glass was a big problem there for the Trojans last night. A lot of second, third chance opportunities there for the Panthers. Creston improves to 2-2. They'll take on Harlan in their next outing on Tuesday. You can check out full interviews in the postgame with both Moen and Coach Ebling on the same story on our sports page. In the girls' contest, Atlantic fell on the road 72-55 as Creston jumped out to a 6-point lead by the end of the first quarter, and they ballooned that lead to 17 by halftime at 38-21. The Panthers maintained control in the second half. Creston was led by Brielle Baker with 23 points, and she becomes the all-time scoring leader there for a career at Creston with those points. She got the late hoop and a harm late in the contest, and that was the points that she needed to put her over that edge. And she had 20 for a long time, and then got those late three to put her over that mark to become the career scoring leader. So congratulations to her. Kelsey Fields finished with 15 on the night as Creston improved to 2-2 on the year. Atlantic got 13 points from Alyssa Derby, all of those coming in the second half. 12 from Corey Pelzer, 11 from Haley Rasmussen. Atlantic falls to 0-5. They'll return home for that Tuesday night doubleheader against Glenwood. We'll have that for you here on the radio. Afterwards, Atlantic head coach Dan Vargason talked about rebounding being a big issue for the Trojans.
There are weak side defenders. They weren't boxing out tonight. You know, plain and simple. You know, we've been working on boxing out. It's been a point of emphasis for us with our height. And tonight it was a step back on that, you know, and we know that. We're going to continue to work at that. But, you know, that was just too many second, third chances. And, you know, we could have cut that score down quite a bit. So we'll continue to hit that pretty hard.
Next up for Creston, they'll be home on Tuesday to host Harlan. You can check out that full post-game interview with Coach Vargason as well on our sports page. In other high school basketball scores from last night, starting off with girls' play, other Hawkeye 10 games, it was Denison Schleswig beating Harlan 44-33. Lewis Central topped Kemper Catholic 66-19. Red Oak was a 50-48 winner over St. Albert, and Shenandoah beat Clarinda 57-27. Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW 37-31 over Logan Magnolia. Audubon beat Riverside 60-30. IKM Manning was a 72-13 winner over Missouri Valley. Tri-Center beat Underwood 55-40. Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva 57-47 over Cam. Boyer Valley 50-34 over Woodbine. Exira EHK 65-24 over West Harrison. Glidden-Ralston 56-38 over Peyton Sherdan. Corner Conference action, it was Fremont Mills 47-26 over South Page. Sydney beat Griswold 49-33 and Stanton 43-22 over East Mills. Pride of Iowa Conference action, Bedford 46-20 over East Union. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Southwest Valley 51-46. Mount Air 60-43 over Southeast Warren. Nottoway Valley 59-29 over Wayne. And it was Abraham Lincoln beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 66-57 in overtime. And Murray beat Orient Maxburg 58-21 last night. In boys basketball, Hawkeye 10 play, it was Creston 60-57 over Atlantic, as we mentioned. Smallwood there for Creston with 38 points. Moen led Atlantic with 18. Clarinda 64-51 over Shenandoah. Denison Schleswig 55-40 over Harlan. Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 67-52. And St. Albert 64-39 over Red Oak. Western Iowa Conference action, it was Audubon over Riverside 70-43. IKM Manning beat Missouri Valley 45-29. Logan Magnolia 49-42 over AHSTW. And Tri-Center beat Underwood 59-48. Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva 76-41 over Cam. Exira EHK beat West Harrison 67-21. Peyton Sherdan 47-31 over Glidden-Ralston. Woodbine beat Boyer Valley 62-42. Corner Conference play, Fremont Mills 77-57 over Clarinda Academy. Sydney beat Griswold 64-30. Stanton 70-53 over East Mills. Pride of Iowa action, it was Bedford beating East Union 65-30. Martinsdale St. Mary's took down Southwest Valley 64-29. Mount Air, a 75-18 winner over Southeast Warren. In other scores, Sergeant Bluff Luton 59-51 over Abraham Lincoln. And Murray beat Orient Maxburg 78-42. That's a look at your high school basketball scoreboard there from last night. In high school wrestling, the first day of the Council Bluffs Wrestling Classic took place at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs yesterday. Atlantic Cam currently sitting in 19th place after the first day with 71.5 points. Liberty, Missouri leads the field with 163.5 points. Waukee, Apple Valley, Millard South, and Kearney, Nebraska make up the rest of the top five. Underwood is tied for 16th with 73.5 points. Atlantic Cam has wrestlers competing for no worse than the following places here today. Garrett McLaren, 16th at 106. Ethan Fulman, 28th at 113. Joe Weaver, 28th at 120. Steele McLaren, 28th at 126. Jackson Bell, 32nd at 132. Chase McLaren, 12th at 138. Caden Stutzman, 16th at 145. Peyton Fusen, 32nd at 152. Connor Pellett, 12th at 160. Kenny Jimerson, 28th at 170. Mitchell Williamson, 28th at 182. And Devin McKay, 28th at 195. Cale Roller, 16th at 220. Once again, those are not final place finishes, but that's the worst that those wrestlers could finish when action continues and concludes here today. Also, the Dan Christensen Invitational was held yesterday at Central Decatur. Creston Orient Maxburg finished in third place. Red Oak ended up fifth. MFL Marmac was the winner with 218.5 points. Van Meter Earlham was runner-up. Red Oak had two champions at that tourney, Justin McCunn at 160 and Carter Maines at 182. And Creston had one champion, Jackson Kinsella, at 170 pounds. That's a look at your high school sports there for you from last night. In other sporting action here from around the Midwest, the Kansas City Chiefs assigned wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin to a one-year contract, taking a low-risk gamble that they can become the team that finally allows a disappointing former first-round draft pick to live up to expectations. The Chiefs announced the deal one day after Benjamin was invited for a visit. They released defensive end Jarvis Jenkins to create space for him on the roster. Kansas running back Puka Williams has been suspended from the teams after he was arrested on suspicion of domestic battery. Williams was arrested Thursday at the university's public safety office. No further details were immediately available. New coach Les Miles says the Jayhawks take the allegations against the Louisiana native very seriously. Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray is the unanimous pick for the AP Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year. It's the fourth consecutive season a Sooners player has won the honor. The Heisman Trophy finalist is one of six first-team picks from Oklahoma on the AP All-League team, and Lincoln Riley is Coach of the Year. West Virginia linebacker David Long Jr., the top defensive player, and Kansas freshman running back Puka Williams Jr. was the newcomer of the year. And Seth Littrell has decided to remain at North Texas after Kansas State had expressed interest in one of the nation's hottest up-and-coming coaches to replace Hall of Fame coach Bill Schneider. Littrell told the Mean Green in a meeting on Friday that he would not be leaving for the Wildcats. North Texas will face Utah State in the New Mexico Bowl next week. And in the NBA last night, it was Philadelphia 117-111 winner over Detroit. Charlotte beat Denver 113-107. Indiana 112-90 win over Orlando. Sacramento beat Cleveland 129-110. Brooklyn an overtime winner over Toronto 106-105. Chicago beat Oklahoma City 114-112. Memphis 107-103 over New Orleans. San Antonio beat the Lakers 133-120. Miami 115-98 over Phoenix. Golden State beat Milwaukee 105-95. In the National Hockey League, St. Louis a 1-0 shutout of Winnipeg. Dallas 3-2 over San Jose. Edmonton beats Minnesota 7-2. And Carolina 4-1 over Anaheim. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Has been brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.